plenty of discussion. You'd mentioned this is a healthy discussion for the community to have.
It is, and I think obviously, as we know right now, Wausau is going through some of their own internal community self-assessment relating to the gay community and whether or not the validity of that gay parade is either present or not present. It creates the same kind of dialogue, and I think it's healthy for a community to go through that. But more importantly, I think what's very important is that we as a workplace recognize that we want to treat our employees equally and that we are as all-inclusive as a community as we can possibly be. And setting that kind of progressive tone for our community, I think, was a huge step in the right direction today. And the most important part of it is that, obviously, the same-sex component of it is recognized. The opposite-sex component of domestic partnership is important as well, because we need to make sure that we don't treat anyone with inequality, and that as we have the best intentions, that we're somehow almost inadvertently creating another inequity. This motion tonight takes care of that.
And let's clarify one thing. The original package did not include opposite sex, but that was taken care of by amendment.
That's correct. That was taken care of by an amendment tonight, and I think it's absolutely the right direction for us to move in. The same-sex component of it is recognized, as is the opposite sex component of it, and we will be coming through with our affidavit process, our registration process, which the personnel committee can approve next month. So it's definitely a step in the right direction for equality, and I'm very proud that the alderpersons made the step that they did today, because I think the more inclusive a community can be and setting that tone, I think that always puts the community on the best foot it can have.
All right, real good.
Okay, thank you.
Now let's see if Mr. Beveridge